This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Lok Sabha polls will be conducted in 7 phases beginning the 19th of next month. The counting will take place on 4th of June. Election Commission yesterday announced the poll schedule for the general elections 2024 as well as for the assembly polls in 4 states. Polling will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats on 19th April in the first phase, in 89 seats on 26th April in the second phase, and 94 seats on 7th May in the third phase. Fourth phase will cover 96 seats on 13th May, fifth phase 49 seats on 20th May, and the sixth phase 57 seats on 25th May. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, the last and the seventh phase polling will be held on 1st June for 57 Lok Sabha seats. The Election Commission also announced the poll schedule for the assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh. Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh assemblies will go to polls in a single phase along with the Lok Sabha elections on 19th April. The term of the current Lok Sabha is ending on 16th June this year. After the announcement of Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections in 4 states, the Election Commission has issued directions for an effective enforcement of provisions of Model Code of Conduct. In a letter to Cabinet Secretary, Chief Secretaries of all states and Chief Electoral Officers, the Commission said that all wall writing, posters, papers or defacement in any other form on government property shall be removed within 24 hours from the announcement of elections. It added that all unauthorized political advertisement in the form of wall writing or posters, hoardings, banners, flags at public property and in public space like railway stations and bus stands shall be removed within 48 hours. All unauthorized political advertisement displayed at private property shall be removed within 72 hours from the announcement of elections. The Commission also said that there shall be a total ban on use of official vehicle by any political party, candidate or any other person connected with election except officials performing any election-related official duty for campaigning or electioneering subject to certain exception. It also said that no advertisement shall be issued in electronic and print media highlighting the achievements of the government at the cost of public exchequer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh today and attend an NDA election meeting in Palnadu district. Addressing the press, party's National General Secretary Vinod Tavade said the meeting to be held by Modi will be held in Chilakaluparipeta in Palnadu. TDP Supremo N. Chandrababu Naidu and Jan Sena Chief Pawan Kalyan will also take part in the meeting. Marking the first NDA election meeting in Andhra Pradesh in the run-up to the 2024 polls. The three alliance partners, TDP, Jan Sena and BJP, would be meeting after 10 years and Modi, Naidu and Kalyan will be seen on the same election stage after a long time. The NDA partners finalized their seat-sharing formula for the Lok Sabha and state polls following a marathon discussion held at Naidu's Andhra Pradesh residence in Undavali on March 11, under which the BJP will contest 6 Lok Sabha and 10 assembly seats, while the TDP will fight in 17 parliamentary and 144 state seats. Pawan Kalyan Jan Sena will contest 2 Lok Sabha and 21 assembly seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India will continue to develop at a faster pace, even though the entire world is caught in a whirlpool of uncertainty. Speaking at the India Today conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that the mood of the nation is to make India the world's third largest economy. He also said that he does not work on delivering headlines but deadlines. Prime Minister noted that during the pre-2014 period, there were only a few hundred registered startups, whereas this number stands at around 1.25 lakh today. He underlined that the real identity of India's startup revolution is that these startups are spread in more than 600 districts of the country, in around 90% of the area of the country. He said that the youth of Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities are leading the startup revolution and the grand success of young people belonging to small cities is driving the startup revolution of Bharat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.